Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies. Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Right now, we're switching gears and we're getting into entrepreneurship land. You've heard it before. You've seen it before. You've heard the name ringing bells everywhere. Right now, we have the co-founder and CEO of The Gathering Spot, Mr. Ryan Wilson. Visionary leader. At just 24 years old, he co-founded The Gathering Spot, a networking and collaboration hub that has grown into a national movement with locations in major cities like Atlanta, D.C., L.A. He's been recognized and has an impact globally. He's been honored with awards like Atlantic's Phoenix Award, Small Business Person of the Year, and Georgia's 500 Most Powerful Leaders, and always advocating for the community. His influence spans to keynote speaking for Fortune 500 companies, advocacy for small businesses, and service on numerous civic boards in Atlanta. And overall, a blessed brother. Great morning, sir. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing good, sir. Glad that you had some time, man. We know you're pretty busy, so we're going to get straight to it. Small Business Saturday, that is coming up and it's taking place. First, before we dive into it, could you just tell the listeners a little bit more about you, as you are a visionary and somebody who's knocking down obstacles on a daily basis? Then we'll get into Small Business Saturday.
Sure. Well, I appreciate you inviting me. And my name is Ryan Wilson. I'm the CEO and co-founder of a business called The Gathering Spot. Our work is about the community. Our youngest member is 21, oldest is 92. And my job each day is to try to connect the dots between people that ordinarily wouldn't have met. So we opened in 2016 here in Atlanta, built some other clubs throughout the country. But our go-forward mission is all about connectivity, which a lot of that connects specifically to small businesses. So excited to have this conversation.
Absolutely, sir. So Small Business Saturday, could you tell the listeners a little bit more about what that is? Then let's dive into the meat of it.
This was an effort that started a couple years ago, but the real mission is to try to make sure that folks put a spotlight on knowing that there are opportunities to support businesses that are right in their community. We all the time have choices, right? And I think sometimes there's a thought that it's easier potentially to work with organizations that are a lot larger than the companies that exist in your community. Small Business Saturday is about making sure folks understand that.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
No, the lifeblood of our economy and of our communities are small businesses, and so let's be intentional about where we spend our dollars.
Very interesting. We know small businesses are literally the backbone of the entire country, the entire world. Could you speak to the importance of focusing on small businesses, especially when there's initiatives like this literally placed together for everybody to come in? Y'all literally making it easy for people to support these businesses.
Yeah, no, it's all about being intentional, right? And making sure that folks, again, know that there are real opportunities to shop for all the things that they want to have in their life, the things that many folks are probably on their computer trying to source right now.
Exactly.
That you can buy those things from small companies, right? Buy them from businesses that are that are right in your community that will go to support jobs, right? One of the main things that I think is important when we start talking about supporting businesses that are close to us is that those businesses employ people in our communities, right? And so we do everything that we can to promote this effort, because in doing so, you're going to see immediate impacts right where you live. There'll be opportunities for employment. We'll see businesses not only just start, but scale. And the research shows us that there's nothing but good things, again, that happens when there are communities that have thriving small businesses, and the overall small business community is strong.
Absolutely. Now, is it too late for businesses to be able to register to be there?
It's not too late to register to do anything. And again, I think this effort on Saturday is about one intentional day, but I encourage everyone to try to take this approach as often as you can. This is this should be a 365 effort. So get acquainted with some businesses on Small Business Saturday, with the goal of not just supporting them tomorrow, but supporting them for the rest of the year and for years to come. We are a better community, again, when the small businesses in our communities are doing better, right, and are growing. So don't forget that, you know, this isn't just a one-day campaign. It should be a lifestyle. It should be an effort that we're able to maintain.
Absolutely. And could you just talk a little bit about how something like this would have helped you in your early years? Of course, everybody had to start off as a small business, and now you're seeing stuff like this take place. How big would it have been for you to come across something like this so people could know exactly how this connect with them?
Well, I'm still a small business, right? And I'm proudly say that. I mean, we've only been able to survive as a company because the community has supported us, and that's local folks, right? That's Atlanta.
Yes, sir.
We opened in 2016 with 128 people, right, and have now scaled that to many thousands, right? But it was folks here that believed in the mission and were introduced to us early and have been supportive of the business that have made everything that we've done possible. So that's what Small Business Saturday is about. It's about supporting the businesses that are around you, knowing that, again, it's not just about what you'll get accomplished tomorrow. It's about what you'll get accomplished over time, right? We're a business that's been open almost a decade. How amazing is it to be able to be a part of someone's story in that way, right? Be a part of your community story in that way, supporting an effort that you'll be able to look back on a decade later, knowing that you played a role in helping that business get to higher heights, and all of the residual impacts, again, the jobs that were created and all the other benefits that come when businesses are doing well.
That is amazing. What is the location of this event this Saturday? We know this will be 365, but we want to make sure we get people packed out this Saturday so that way they can keep this effort going. What's the location and what's the time frame of this event?
So the effort overall that I'm most familiar with is nationwide, right? There's no one location, which is the good news, right? You can support a Small Business Saturday wherever you are throughout the country. So there's no one location that I'm familiar with. But again, that's what's exciting here, right?
There's
an opportunity to support businesses throughout the city, throughout the country. Again, reminding people that small businesses are everywhere and are the backbone of the entire economy. There's more small businesses than anything else.
Oh, absolutely. Okay, so that was my apologies. I kind of read that another way. Well, absolutely. That is a 365 thing for sure. And I know when you were actually here not too long ago speaking with Mr. Johnson, we had a lot of callers call in, and I was just excited to be able to hear a fresh voice basically igniting that entrepreneurship energy. Before we get you off, we know you're on a tight schedule. Is there anything that you could say to those young up-and-coming entrepreneurs that sees a tough terrain for them that could keep them pushing, keep these things going? I mean, when they see stuff like this, it makes them almost want to just say, hey, why would I even think about stopping when we got efforts like this going on a daily basis?
Today's a good day to get started, right? If you have an idea, if you have something that you're passionate about, know that idea isn't random, that it's something that is with you for a reason, and do your best to be a good steward of that assignment. But all the entrepreneurs and businesses that you see and may admire, those folks aren't that special, or you're as capable as they are, right? Go out there and make the thing that you want to do a reality. We're excited to see it happen. Like, and frankly, we need it to happen. Our businesses are only able to get to scale when folks have the audacity to believe that all of the big and bad things that they see out there aren't reserved for everyone else. They're reserved for them, too.
For them, too. Boom. And there it is right there. Mr. Ryan, we thank you for your time. We appreciate you, man, and just reigniting that energy. Want to make sure that we make sure we can support you any type of way. Is there any way that we can continue to support the Gathering Spot, places to search up, donate, all things of that nature? Could we give that out?
I appreciate that. Find us online at thegatheringspot.club. We're always doing different community-related events, and we'd love for you to join the club. My biggest ask, though, right now, is that go support a small business today, tomorrow. Again, it's not just a Saturday effort. It's every day we have an opportunity to do this. So as folks are buying on Black Friday, support a small Black-owned business in your community with intention today. That's the best thing that we can do to help help ourselves and help our community overall.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Mr. Ryan. You have a great one. We'll be talking soon.
Talk to you soon. Thanks.
All righty. Small business Saturday, but small business every day, all day, every day. It is Black Friday, but those big companies always get shopping around all the time, right? So let's shop with our smaller companies. Shop with the people that is local to us, that is all around. I thought it was a one-day thing as far as for the event, but it's not. It's all day, every day, all around. And I actually love that, because that is something that we do need to focus on. That's how we build people up. We have one more segment left. You know who you're tuned in with. The main producer, Chris Smith, and I'll be right back on the other side. This is News and Talk, 1380 WAOK.
Only at True North Stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey guys, Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right, on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.